This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome to the Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. I'm your host, and you can find us at realside.com. And, hey, you've got some big news tonight. First of all, for those folks that have been following Joe every night on Real Side Radio, you know he is across the fruited plain on the Salem Radio and GCN Networks, I think 52, but now 53 stations. Holy cow, Joe, you are growing. KXLE AM 1240 out of Ellensburg, Washington has picked up the show. And welcome, folks, in Washington. You know, one of the things that I just absolutely love is that how these markets are picking up this this show, because there is a need, there is a pent-up demand happening right now. There is so much anger out there over what people are seeing as an abusive majority House Democrat Party that have been pushing for this impeachment of this president for well before the election even took place. And as the Horowitz report just came out, it shows that this has been, in essence, a coup d'etat attempt to use the state agencies and the federal agencies to go after this president. Let me introduce myself. I'm Dave Sussman. I'm the host of America's Voice Live. You can find us every day from 11 to 1, that is Pacific time, on America's Voice News. And I have a show also called Whiskey Politics that is Thursdays Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, at also America's Voice News. And if you haven't downloaded America's Voice News on Roku and Amazon, what's the Amazon TV one? Fire or something like that? Apple TV, Android. This is where people are watching their TV. You know, if you still got cable and satellite, well, it's old school. I can watch Fox News on Roku, and so could you. Get rid of your cable. But America's Voice News is where you want to find us. And if you're not on America's Voice News, you can find Whiskey Politics at YouTube as well. And find me on Twitter, at David Sussman. So the whole thing here, the whole thing about everything that we've been hearing for the past 3 years is that James Comey was going to be vindicated. He said that everything that just came out regarding the Horowitz report, the IG report that we've been seeing since it came out a couple of days ago, over 400 pages, and he was at the Senate today being questioned by the Senate committee, being head by Lindsey Graham. Well, James Comey, who there isn't a TV show or book tour that the man will not go on, said, "So it was all lies, no treason, no spying on the campaign, no tapping Trump's wires. It was just good people trying to protect America." Really? Really, James Comey? You actually, the smugness, the absolute, just, I'm absolutely stunned by this. Stunned. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, actually got Horowitz on record today. Here's a clip.
New. And then Watergate came along. You know what the average Democrat thought?
I think that's the wrong clip.
we got a chance here to screw this guy and get this guy.
So, anyway, we're going to bring up Horowitz here in just a minute with John Kennedy. Here it is.
Mr. Comey.
It doesn't vindicate anyone at the FBI who touched this, including the leadership.
Does it vindicate Mr. McCabe?
Same answer.
How about Ms. Page?
A little different there because, as we found here, she wasn't involved in this, so I actually don't – largely wasn't involved in this. So
she participated in the
– in some discussions, but was not in the FISA chain, which is
– who on that note, who briefed – who briefed the
– Bottom line, everything that you need to know, bottom line, right there, was Senator John Kennedy. Nobody was vindicated who touched this FISA. And it was James Comey's whose signature was on the FISA request for the report, for the court, to get what we all now know was a debunked still dossier. They knew it was debunked, yet they still pushed it through the FISA court, which for some reason, apparently one of the things that we've all learned this week, is that the FISA court approves over 99%, over 99% of all requests. Essentially, they are a rubber stamp for the FBI. And what were they using? The Steele dossier, which was just bunk. So no, James Comey, you were not vindicated. You smug, sounding, contemptuous. I don't understand how this person is not in jail. It was all lies. All of it. He said there was no treason. Absolutely was. No spying on the campaign. Horowitz called this illegal surveillance. What else is there but spying? He called it illegal surveillance because there were 17 errors and mistakes and omissions. And they're going to try and put this on some low-level lawyer. Stunning, stunning turn of events. But oh no, if you watch the mainstream media over the past 2 days, all they want to talk about was that there wasn't some kind of political malfeasance here. There was no bias towards this. For some reason, Horowitz believes that. Barr doesn't. Durham doesn't. They all came out and suggested publicly that Horowitz was wrong. We've got Dave Carter, good friend of mine, coming up here. We're going to talk about this and how all of this is impacting our culture and our divide here in the United States. Right after the break, and Dave Sussman here in the chair with you for Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And very excited to have with us a good friend, a gentleman, and a scholar. This is Dave Carter, whose show, incredible podcast, you can find at ricochet.com, The Dave Carter Show. The man is a storyteller, a historian, a hellion, according to him, and a soldier, or once a soldier. Dave, welcome, my friend. How are you doing?
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. Delighted to be here. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, listen, there is a divide in our country today. There is a, I would say nothing but cancer coming out of our mainstream media, and they are reporting on what we're hearing in Washington, D.C., and we've got cats and dogs fighting each other in the streets, and it's just gotten downright ugly in this impeachment scenario. First of all, before we get into any of the specifics, especially with what's going on this week with the impeachment, the articles of impeachment moving forward, and the Horowitz investigation coming full frontal center, what's your opinion on everything that we're seeing right now, this time that we're currently in?
It's a parallel universe, and the nation seems to be, I don't know if it's divided in half or not, but when you read one thing, for example, in the Horowitz report, and you hear his testimony today, and then you see what Congressman Schiff has been doing with his committee and their hearings, and they're two totally different versions of what's going on, but the facts don't appear to support what Congressman Schiff and his stenographers in the press are saying. And I don't know that they'll ever give that up. It's going to be like the Captain Ahab going down with the ship, apparently. I don't understand it, but they are wedded to this, and I think they're going to see it through no matter what folks outside the Beltway can see and can decide for themselves.
They don't have a choice now. I mean, we're past the Rubicon, the point of no return.
Yeah.
They doubled down on this, and according to the recent polls that I'm seeing right now, that they've got about 9, 10, maybe 11 Democrats that are starting to waver and pull out. And I think Nancy Pelosi knows that she can only lose 18 of these Democrats for her to not actually get the votes. And so she's probably giving waivers and permission to a dozen of those folks that are in very scary districts for them, Trump districts that won in 2016, and they may have just been D+1, D+2 in 2018. So, but she will not pull back. It will look like an abysmal failure of epic proportions if the Democrats pulled back from this, because their base would just go nuclear, correct?
Well, that's the question I was about to ask you. I wasn't aware that the poll numbers were shifting as much as they are. I've been working in the world of retail all day, so I can just check the headlines sporadically. I didn't know that she was hemorrhaging support in the polls and even in her own members. So do you think she'll see this thing through then, even in this paper?
Yeah, I think that they see this thing through, that they are going to get an impeachment, the emblazoned eye, the scarlet letter on this president, because they know that it's going to go nowhere fast in the Senate. In fact, Lindsey Graham today, we just talked about this on America's Voice Live, my TV show, earlier today, which you can find at America's Voice News. We talked about the fact that Lindsey Graham is now saying that he may not even open this up to a trial. They're just going to go straight to a vote and then get rid of this thing. And I'm in two minds about that, actually. I wanted to talk to you about that as well, because I think that there is a lot of ample opportunity and a lot of hunger right now from right of center types that have been following this closely, just waiting for this thing to be punted to the Senate, whereby now they can start to call witnesses. They can call Adam Schiff. They can call Hunter Biden. They can, and it's going to be the Republicans in control. And so if Lindsey Graham is saying, yeah, no, I don't think that we want to open this up because it might be embarrassing for maybe some Senate Republicans as well. I don't know the reasoning for this exactly. Mitch McConnell will do whatever Lindsey Graham decides to do. And I think that will really anger a lot of folks.
They've got to see this thing through. I mean, from my perspective, they've been the target of all this, all these lies, all these crackpot conspiracies. Our mutual friend Molly Hemingway,
yes,
shared a story today on Twitter from Rolling Stone, and I read it. And
yes.
Part of this, one sentence, it reads, what Horowitz describes is worse, a story about bad journalism piled on bad journalism, balanced on a third layer of wrong reporting. And what Molly said, quote, I want apologies. But to do that, you've got to get to the bottom of what happened. Horowitz did a good job with respect to that, I think, to a point. But there's much more that needs to be said, and there's much more accountability that needs to be had with respect to the people in the FBI and the DOJ who did this. It'll put a lot of mud on the faces of the media, so be it. But they are there. If the articles of impeachment are sent to them, then they need to take advantage of that and find the facts and expose the facts, because the Democrats are going to try to use this as a precursor to the election. Fine. It cuts both ways, and Republicans need to seize that moment.
You know, the really interesting thing about that, and I saw the Molly Hemingway tweet, and I actually read the article. I think it was Rolling Stone magazine. Matt Taibbi, I think is how you pronounce it. The guy's a liberal, Dave. He's a liberal, and he came out and he said that corruption, zero. There's zero corruption. This is, you know, the question is I need to bring up the report here. I'm sorry. Corruption zero, an inspector general's report reveals the Steele dossier was always a joke. I'm sorry, it wasn't corruption zero, it was corroboration zero. Corroboration zero. The report throws water on one quote-unquote deep state conspiracy theory of the Russian investigation, but validates complaints about fake news. The media have got egg on their face like you wouldn't believe right now, which is why, and this is the interesting thing, we got about another minute here before we go to our first commercial, this is why when we saw today, they were following, the media, CNN and MSNBC did, were following the impeachment hearings down to every single, you know, mosquito fart, right? I mean, they were playing everything. The Horowitz hearing.
Mosquitoes parts made more sense.
Yeah, well, much more sense. The Horowitz hearing, they only went in when they had Democrat senators asking questions. They didn't go in. CNN didn't play any of the Lindsey Graham opening statement. They didn't play any of the Republican senators asking questions. So when we talk about the fact that this is fake news, holy cow, this isn't just fake news anymore, Dave. This is like Pravda. This is really scary what we're seeing in the media. And I want to talk to you more about this after the break here. But, you know, this is, I think, where a lot of people that may be left of center, that are what we like to call classic liberals. They're not the crazy loons that we see on Twitter or on CNN or MSNBC panels. They're just normal people. And they're looking at this aghast. And we're seeing, to answer your question earlier, the independents now rising in polls to support this president. So I want to talk more about that and a lot more with you, Dave Carter, after the break here at Real Side Radio. Folks, don't go away. We're going to be talking a lot more about how this is impacting us and our sanity. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
after the articles of impeachment against President Trump were read by the Judiciary Committee chairman, the ranking Republican Doug Collins said all the Democrats could come up with is abuse of power with no real dates on when it even occurred.
They don't have the who knew it and when they knew it. All they have is, well, here, members, we're going to give you abuse of power. You go home, pick something you don't like about the president. There's your abuse of power.
Collins said of the Obstruction of Congress article that the only obstruction he's seen is of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of this investigation. But Democratic Congresswoman Zoe Loughran provided her assessment as to why the president should be impeached.
No one is above the law, and the president of the United States must follow the Constitution. President Trump has not only abused his power for the upcoming election, he used a foreign power to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America!
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and you can find us all over the Fruited Plain on the Salem Radio Network, as well as GCN. And you can also find us at Facebook and therealside.com. And I know that there is an active listenership on therealside.com. They're chatting all across the country. Hi, folks over there. And it's always a pleasure to be here. You can also always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So we have Dave Carter, who you can find, and I recommend highly bookmarking the Dave Carter, it's Dave Carter Online, right, Dave?
Correct, that's the website.
Yeah. And you can find his podcast, which is a phenomenal podcast. I've been listening to it for years, the Dave Carter Show over at Ricochet. .com. And Whiskey Politics is also over at Ricochet.com. And if you're not at Ricochet.com, you're missing out some incredible right-of-center conversation. And it's a place, Dave, where we can have a discussion and not worry about folks throwing mud at us or throwing poo at us like they do in the zoo of Twitter these days. So I wanted to talk to you about this because... Listen, you're a man of the people. You work in so many different fields, but I know that you also right now work with the people in retail. What do you think is happening right now outside of the echo chambers that we see on the mainstream media news channels, maybe talk radio shows like this? When you get outside of this, what are people talking about this?
Not so much right now. Whenever they do, it's with more than a little exasperation. They are ready for this to, they're ready to move on with their lives, and they're ready for the government to move on with the country's business from the folks that I hear. Mostly what I hear is what they're interested in terms of the clothing that they want and the things that I sell, but every now and then they'll have to ask if I've followed any of this, and yes, I have to some extent, and they say it's just enough. Enough. No matter what happens, either side is not going to like it. Okay, fine. We disagree. Let's move on and try to get a few things done that we want to get done as a country.
I think one of the commonalities that we're starting to see right now in reporting is that people are sick and tired of essentially being spoken down to by whether it's the Washington politicians or the media elites. And you are in what is now known as flyover country. You are in Tennessee, which is a great state. And in fact, a lot of folks from the left coast are moving your direction. Hopefully they're not bringing their politics with you. But are you hearing that sense of anger that these people are essentially just talking over me like I don't matter? Like, you know, you voted for Trump, therefore we need to fix your mistake. You are the reason that we're having these problems, and you're too dumb to be able to control your own destiny, so us, the Democrats, are going to come in and save the day.
I would say that there's been a lot of anger about that exact kind of thing. Who anointed you king in this country? The people are sovereign. And you folks inside the Beltway seem to have forgotten that. There was anger to begin with, understandable anger. And it's still there, but I think a lot of it now has switched from anger to somewhat fatigue and even bemusement. If they're just thinking, this is hilarious. These people are just so out of touch. It is now comical, as underscored by the Schiff hearings. And so I think a lot of them are just sitting back and just going on with their lives and itching for the opportunity to get to the polls and make their opinions known.
When we talk about culture, and you're somebody that I feel has a really good thumb on the pulse of culture, your show, I mean, you talk about politics, but you really do focus on other things. You have comedy. I was listening to your podcast. I drove down to see my son in college a few weeks ago. I was listening to your interview with Pat Sajak. Yes, Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak. And you guys didn't talk politics for half a second, at least that I remember, of any consequence. And I found it fascinating. I found the discussion, you know, his father and your upbringing and his upbringing and the show itself and Wheel of Fortune and things like this. And I'm sitting there and I'm driving, you know, amongst the cacti, thinking to myself, this is such a relief. This is just so nice that I don't have that cancerous bile, you know, coming up my esophage, you know, to listening to the problems of politics. Where is that today? Why can't we just have discussions anymore like we used to as friends?
Well, we can. And I think to a large degree, people who are not immersed in the stuff 24/7 actually are able to pull that off. I remember seeing on Twitter all the different ideas for how to discuss politics with your family. And then I saw a poll this morning, I think 3-8% of families say, yeah, we talk politics. The rest of them just had a normal Thanksgiving. So I think it's possible. And that, by the way, thanks for the plug, that's what I'm trying to do with my show. There's enough places where people can go and get their blood pressure boiling. I wanted to provide one place, as I did years ago on the radio, where people could come and decompress, you know, gather around the bar, pour a whiskey not for the kids, but whoever's there, and just flex and share, if the kids want, and share a laugh and have a good time. And that's something that Pat and I talked about. He said that he is purposely pulled away from political discussions, is in to use his words, because it really struck me. He said, we've taken a lot of genies out of the bottle and don't know how we're going to get them back in again. The vitriol has become so intense that I don't know how nationally the ship gets righted. Or at least back to
How and when did you make the switch? Because your podcast originally was called Deplorable Radio.
Yeah, Radio Deplorable.
Yeah.
I took about a 7-month hiatus. I don't know if you may remember that, but yeah. I just stepped back from writing podcasting. Well, I kind of missed it to an extent, but I reached a point because the podcast at that point was a long form interview, which of course you excel at, and I was enjoying doing the same kind of interview, and we were getting into the weeds, so to speak, doing some philosophical and political heavy lifting with all kinds of interesting folks. But invariably in comments on social media or elsewhere, or even in response to some of my own columns, it was just so vitriolic, and the positions were so entrenched and predictable. At a certain point, you know what kind of snark is going to be levied at you, and it becomes tiresome. And it occurred to me that I just wasn't fun anymore. And so I stepped back. I'm going to take a break from it. And so when I came back with the podcast, I said, let's just go back to the formula that I had years ago on the radio, change the name back to the Dave Carter Show, in part because I think Radio Deplorable, the term was, I think it was almost becoming obsolete. And I'm afraid that in some respects it was beginning to be associated with some factions that I have nothing in common with to begin with, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
I thought, let's just can all that and go back to just a good, fun, comedy-based show that touches on interesting things. My last guest was a professor down in Panama City, Florida. We talked about what the ramifications and how things are going in rebuilding the area after Hurricane Michael leveled the place a year ago. Because the camera kind of has tunnel vision, right? It covers something, and then it moves along, and you forget that that stuff is still there, and people are still recovering. So we talked about that. We're all over the map, and with Pat and other folks, talking to interesting people. And I think in some respect, when you do that, you discover that we may have a little bit more in common than what it seemed like at the outset.
Yeah, and I think when we sit down and we don't talk politics, and outside of my political friends, I do have political friends, I have normal friends, and I try not to talk politics ever with these people if it's at the poker game or at the concert or whatever it is. I just don't want to go there. It's such a relief not to have to do that now. And at Thanksgiving, MoveOn.org actually put out a pamphlet for people on social media on how to talk to your relatives about impeachment. I mean,
right.
How awful is that? How awful is that? You know?
How long ago was it that we had Pajama Boy?
And yes.
We're going to talk about we should all sign up and be a part of the government's welfare, healthcare situation.
Yeah.
So
flannels and hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We're coming up to our last break here, but do you want to stick through and hang out with me to the top of the hour? Yeah, I'd love to keep you because you're just a fountain of knowledge and you really are soothing as well. And I know our listeners right now, when they heard me go off on the first 10 minutes here, you're probably bringing everybody down. And at the same time, people are knowledgeable about what's going on. Dave Carter, you can follow his show, The Dave Carter Show. He is a soldier, storyteller, historian, and a hellion. And you can find his show, the podcast, The Dave Carter Show, at ricochet.com. I had John Gabriel on this recently as well. I met down with him, editor-in-chief at Ricochet. So we'll carry you through the commercial here. I don't want you going away because I want to get your input on some other issues of the day as well. And folks can find you where? Tell everybody where on social media.
I'm on DaveCarterOnline.com. That's my site. And I'm at, I think it's DBCarter62 on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. But, of course, on Ricochet, I'm all over the place.
And you can find us at TheRealSide.com here. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe. We'll be right back here after the break with Dave Carter. Don't go away, folks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
To RealSide Radio, finishing up our first hour here, and you can find us at realside.com, and you can always give us a phone call, although I want to take Dave all the way through to the end of the hour here, but in case you want to give us a phone call for the top of the hour, we can be reached here at 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor at Whiskey Politics, and you can find me daily from 11 to 1 Pacific Time at America's Voice News. I work with Amanda Head at co-hosting a news and a commentary program about the news of the day, and you can also find me 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Thursdays. That means tomorrow, got a brand new Whiskey Politics coming up, 4 p.m. at America's Voice News, and then you can find Whiskey Politics on YouTube. And we have the aforementioned Dave Carter from The Dave Carter Show, the soldier, storyteller, historian, and Hellion, and by the way, congratulations on your LSU football team there, Dave.
Isn't that something? We're 13-0 right now. I saw something. Where was this? Well, anyway, Somebody had put that they started selling beer in Tiger Stadium this year, and then next thing you know, LSU has gone 13-0, suggesting that one causes the other. So I called that a case of post or go pop the top.
They only just started serving beer this year?
Yeah.
Well, wow. Wow.
Fairly well.
I want to get your opinion. I want to get your opinion on election 2020. Okay. You are a wise, man. You have a lot of opinions and thoughts, but, when it comes to the candidates on the left right now, I said this 5, maybe 6 months ago on a show, and I said, I think it's going to be Biden. I think he gets it by default. I think everybody else is too crazy. I think Kamala Harris drops out. And she becomes the VP nod because of, well, it's the Democrats, and for them, it's all about gender and race and everything else, identity politics. But on Election Day 2020, when Donald Trump will be 74 years old, Bernie Sanders will be 79. Elizabeth Warren, she's the relatively youngest, she'll be 71. But Joe Biden will be 17 days from his 78th birthday. And there is a rumor floating around right now that is apparently coming from Biden's aides that is suggesting that if he comes in, that he will only come in for one term and then set up whoever his VP is going to be, whether it's Kamala Harris or maybe it's Elizabeth Warren, whoever it may be, he will set them up for the second and third term. And it has to do, a lot of people think, with his age. I think if you've been watching Joe Biden, Dave, as I know you have, the man sometimes has zero idea where he is on earth, never mind making up stuff out of whole cloth. What are your thoughts on a one-term president?
Well, in his case, I think it'd be a great thing if it was just one term if he wasn't elected. But I don't think that kind of announcement, that floating that kind of information doesn't help him at all. If he's going to run, then people are going to be voting for him. And if he's already saying, gee, I may not be up to this, that doesn't help him. If anything, it ensures that he loses. I don't know, but I will push back just a little bit. I don't think it's necessarily a factor of age. My wife's uncle is 94. He'll be 95 here very soon. And I wish I was as lucid and as quick and as with it as he is. Age does different things to different people at different times, I guess. I think I mentioned to you during the break, my dad passed at 74, and it was just a train wreck. So sometimes these things play out at different times in a person's life. But for whatever reason, he is in a fog, Joe Biden. He is in an absolute fog. And I don't see anybody, really, the people who would vote for him no matter what, but I don't see them winning with him. And if he's already saying, well, I may not stay through the first term, I may turn it over after that, it doesn't help him a bit. If anything, it hurts him. So that's perplexing to hear.
I would hear that, and I understand that. And I don't know if this is tactical, what is going on right now, or that his numbers are dwindling a little bit in some of the early, caucus states like Iowa and New Hampshire. But the fact is that he is, listen, I agree with you. Everybody ages differently. And I take a look at somebody like Donald Trump. He's about 5 years younger than Joe Biden. The man doesn't need to sleep. He's like the Energizer Bunny, and he lives off of Big Macs. I know somebody that was working with him in the campaign, and, she was telling me, she says, we couldn't keep up with him. I'm half of his age. He'll do 4 or 5 rallies in a 24-hour period, and in between the rallies, instead of napping off while the media were napping, he would sit there and strategize. So I think everybody ages differently. But the question, I guess, from a strategic standpoint, because at the end of the day, we do follow politics and we look at it from, how you can win best and get the more votes and this and that. I think one of the biggest factors for Joe Biden is that he inherits this moderate, and I don't think he's a moderate by any stretch, but the moderate position, and that the left are going to be less inclined to vote for him when Bernie Sanders falls out. If he wins, he barely wins, and then he just sets up a placeholder for somebody else, and that's what the Democrats are looking at for the power for the next 12 years.
Right, and people who think strategically in the Democratic Party, both of them, I guess, have got to be looking at where they're being pushed. by their base or by the loudest special interest and think, my God, what are we going to do? We've got to write, we created this monster and we've got to write it to wherever it is it's going to go. But it doesn't serve them one bit. And I think, again, both of the people who have sense over there probably understand that.
What do you think of Mike Bloomberg? The man has come out of nowhere, obviously a former mayor, used to be a Republican, then he went independent, now he's a Democrat. He's spending $100 million, and if you watch broadcast television, you will see his commercials. The problem is that he is tapping out at about 5% right now in the polls. And there are reports that are coming out that the more that Bloomberg talks, the less the public like him. The man is starting to push for things which generally may, you would think would be popular with Democrats. He wants to pack the Supreme Court with anti-gun activists. I mean, if that's a real winner, if there ever was one. I mean, I find gun control is always a loser. But what do you think of him? And you know, from the standpoint of coming, he doesn't need to be at the debates. He didn't make the December debate that's coming up next week in Los Angeles. Any thoughts on Bloomberg?
You know, when he first got into the race and I saw his ads, I disagreed with them, of course, but I thought these are polished. These are polished pieces of work here. And, of course, he has the resources to fund this, where that would be a struggle for some of his contenders. But the more I hear him talk, the more I'm reminded that while he fashions himself as a pragmatic, realistic Democrat, he's, in fact, just a regular nanny state, I know best, shut up and do what I tell you and we'll all get along just fine kind of Democrat. And I don't think that's going to play very well. I mean, it plays well with some people who appear to think that they are born with a ring through their nose and need to be led, but most of us don't think that way. So I don't think he's going to play as well as he might have thought. I thought at first the ads looked very polished and the money might carry him over, but the more I hear him, I see what you're saying, the more I hear him, the less appealing I think he becomes.
The interesting thing, there's a dichotomy here with the Democrat Party, though, because you know, you've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders that are going to sock it to the billionaires, and then you've got two billionaires. It isn't just Mike Bloomberg, it's also Tom Steyer.
Right.
And they have bought themselves essentially a place on the dais. And so, you know, what appeal would they actually have for the left? Never mind the right. Well, obviously, we're not going to vote for any of them.
They're going to say, not me, it's those other billionaires over there. It's not me. Was it Milton Friedman that said that we complain about greed, but we're never the greedy one, right? It's always the other guy over there. So they're going to play that little game, but I don't think it works.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, the guy is literally one of the top, you know, I think he's like the eighth richest person on the planet. I mean, that there's a lot of billionaires out there. He's like number eight. That's how wealthy he is. And the $100 billion, and he said he'll double that as well. For him to spend that and drop that, that's like you and I losing $100 in a game of poker. It's not going to impact our life.
Why doesn't he put his money where his mouth is and just donate everything he's got to the cause? Just write a check to the IRS and say, here you go. That would certainly validate.
Or try and find a cure for cancer or give it to schools or something, you know. I mean, that's the whole thing. And I think that's the dichotomy I'm referring to here, is that people are seeing that this guy with his billions is going to come in and try and buy this thing. And the you know, the Occupy Wall Street, AOC plus three, you know, that whole mentality of the extreme left is where the left is going now. This is where they are. It's not even where they're going, Dave. They have now arrived at socialism. And Mike Bloomberg represents the exact opposite of that. He took, you know, God bless him, he was an entrepreneur and he started his network and he, you know, grew it to become a huge success and he became political because of it. The left don't like that. They don't like free markets and capitalism and entrepreneurship.
No, they don't. Do you remember, Dave, that in 1984, Mondale was running against Reagan for Reagan's second term, and they caught Mondale on mic talking, I think it was during the celebration, during the convention, saying, quote, we're going to tax their asses.
Yep, that was it.
That went out.
That was done. It was done.
Well, yeah. Imagine that coming from Bloomberg.
We're coming up to the end of our segment here. Dave Carter, please tell everybody where they can hear your incredible podcast and find your great writings.
It is on Stitcher, it is on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else. It's a platform. It's on the Ricochet platform. The name is The Dave Carter Show. You can do a search on that and all the different podcast platforms. Thank you for listening. And It'll be a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Dave. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. If we don't speak, I wish you happiest of holidays, and God bless you, man. Continue doing what you're doing. I love your work out there. And, folks, we'll be back for hour number two here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.